Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
The Switch has rapidly become the home for cool, interesting indie games, and based on the Nindy presentation that we got from Nintendo this week, that is definitely not going to change anytime in the near future. What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. This is Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. And today we are talking about Nintendo, and we have definitely gotten some awesome indie games on the Switch so far. Some launching there for the first time, and others re-releasing on the Switch to find even larger audiences. That's games like The Binding of Isaac, or the recent re-release of Hollow Knight onto the Switch. The Switch has really hit this kind of critical mass of install base, so that it makes a ton of sense to put your indie game out on the Switch and to target it as one of your main platforms. Tons of people have the Switch in their homes. Tons of people are carrying the Switch around when they go to work, when they go to school, when they ride the bus. So it's really a game system that is in kind of more hands and in front of more eyeballs than kind of any other platform that's out there right now. So I think it makes a lot of sense that we're seeing a lot of these indie games show up on the Switch, and it's really cool, and I love that we are seeing kind of this sort of blossoming of an independent scene on the Switch. So we did have this presentation from Nintendo about the upcoming games in the kind of independent realm coming to the Switch. These are all kind of games that are for the rest of the year and kind of the early parts of 2019. And in addition to talking about those upcoming games, they also released three games kind of surprise right now. So there are these three games you can play right now, which is really cool. I love when a game company doesn't just tell you kind of announcements of announcements of announcements. I love when they basically say, here's a game, it's out right now, go play it. I think that's really cool. The first of those games that you can get and play right now is called Bad North. And Bad North looks really, really cool. Basically, you are villagers that have to defend your island from a wave of invaders. Gameplay and kind of visual style reminds me a little bit about Kingdom Rush, which is a mobile game that's been released on many other platforms since then. But basically, you're upgrading your troops in kind of any manner you like, making them stronger, and then taking on waves of enemies and levels of islands. And you're, you know, the inhabitants of these islands as you fend off these guys showing up on boats that are here to attack you. It's really kind of adorable, despite the fact that a lot of what's happening is kind of gruesome, and that's really the fun part about this game. It seems like the juxtaposition of kind of how cute and adorable the game is, while also watching, you know, people get horribly stabbed and all the gruesome stuff that's happening in these invasions on these islands, on these islands, this stabbings and explosions and all kinds of stuff like that. Seems really fun, and it seems really cool to kind of build up your force. So that's Bad North. From there, of course, we have Morphe's Law, which is maybe the most unique game that got talked about during this Indies presentation. It's this really bizarre multiplayer shooter where every character in the game is a Cinco de Mayo-esque kind of sugar skull character. So it's very steeped in kind of like Mexican culture. It definitely has that aesthetic that it's going for. Each of these characters is called a Morphe, and it is a shooter, but your bullets don't necessarily kill people directly, but instead they make the part of the body that they're hitting grow larger. So it leaves you with these kind of like ridiculously proportioned combatants. You might have giant feet, you might have massive legs, maybe your head is kind of this huge, like massive thing on top of your regular size shoulders. Eventually you get so big that I guess you become lopsided and die. But before then, your size can either be an advantage, your powers maybe get stronger, or a disadvantage, you can't fit into certain doorways, people can escape you more easily. So it seems like a very interesting take on the multiplayer shooter genre. It's one that I'm very interested in getting into and checking out. Kind of initial first impressions that I've heard is maybe there's a little bit of lag and some things that need to get cleaned up, but that's normal with any shooter as it comes out and kind of its first big wave of people playing, and it's going to have some server issues. So I definitely plan on checking that out and kind of seeing what it's like as we kind of roll through the first couple weeks of release, because it looks very, very promising. So that's Morphe's Law. Then from there we have a release of Prison Architect. Prison Architect is a game that's been out on many different platforms, but we're getting a Switch version here today. It's got some of the content bundled in that's been out on other platforms, and it has some DLC in the works as far as like a prison escape mode. This is, of course, the incredibly popular management sim where you run a prison, and it's known for kind of its satirical, kind of dark sense of humor, as you would expect to come from running a prison for profit. Nonetheless, it's a very cool-looking game, and people love Prison Architect on all the other platforms that it's out on, so it's good to get a version here on the Switch. Now, they also did talk about some other games that are coming out, so we'll run through a few more here today, and then we'll spend tomorrow on Pretty Dece covering some of the others, because there's a lot to go over here, a lot of cool stuff coming to the Switch. So one of the ones that I want to highlight today is called The Gardens Between. This game looks absolutely incredible. It comes out September 20th. And it's a puzzle game where you traverse these islands, and the islands are kind of peppered with everyday objects from your childhood. So maybe an old school television, maybe VCR tapes, maybe video game consoles. They're kind of just like thrown about this like, you know, wonderful landscape that is otherwise fantastical. So the fact that these items are kind of strewn about is kind of odd looking, but very, very striking. It gives it a very unique kind of visual appeal. And it also has a time mechanic. So you're traversing forward and backwards in time as you solve these puzzles. Now, even more so than that, the music and sound design in this game seems really, really amazing. There's awesome blips and bleeps. It's kind of this 8-bit inspired soundtrack, and kind of every little piece of sound going into this game and the gameplay therein seems really cool, really well thought out, and incredibly well designed. So I'm really excited to jump into The Gardens Between on September 20th. And of course, the piece of news that I'm most excited about from these independent games that are being announced revolves around the game Windjammers. Now, Windjammers is a game that originally came out on the Neo Geo and saw a re-release, kind of revamp, kind of HD remake on the PS4. It's kind of a weird mashup. They're emulating the original Windjammers, but they built kind of a nice looking menu around it, and they built in some online multiplayer. Now, that version of the game on PS4 is absolutely fantastic. It's a great version of Windjammers, which, if you don't know, is one of the best kind of simple competitive multiplayer games ever. Basically, it's head-to-head frisbee. You're trying to catch the frisbee that your opponent throws while trying to get your throws past your opponent and into the goal behind them. It's all top-down, and it's incredibly easy to learn and pick up, but really hard to master. It's one of my favorite types of games, and it is fantastic to make you hate all your friends, scream at them, and want to just keep playing forever and ever. Windjammers is great, the PS4 version is great, and we're finally getting that revamped version that came out on PS4 over to the Switch. And the Switch is the perfect platform for this game. I'm really excited to be able to have portable Windjammers that I can kind of carry around. You can play it while you're traveling, you can play on a plane. It is the perfect thing to be able to take over to a friend's house and get in some matches. Really excited about kind of what they're presenting there. And more than that, so the original Windjammers comes out in October, towards the end of October. More than that, we are actually getting Windjammers 2. So .emu, the people who brought out this revamped version of Windjammers, are actually putting out a sequel to Windjammers, just called Windjammers 2. We didn't get any gameplay, we got a really cool kind of cartoonish anime-inspired trailer that is kind of crazy and over the top, but no actual gameplay. So we'll see that and kind of what that game is going to be, how dissimilar to Windjammers or similar it is as we find out more about it. But it's certainly something that I am very hyped about as a big fan of the original, that we are getting a Windjammers 2. Very, very cool. So that's going to do it for Pretty Deece for today. As I said, tomorrow we'll touch on some of the other games that were talked about during this Nindies presentation that we didn't have a chance to touch on today. But in the meantime, thank you very much for joining me here on the show. Remember that you can support Pretty Deece if you want to help keep this show running. Visit prettydeeceshow.com/listener support for all the details, or anchor.fm/prettydeece to go ahead and sign up now. Of course, new episodes of Pretty Deece premiere weekdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/prettydeeceshow, and at the same time go up on the podcast feed and the YouTube channel, which you can find at prettydeeceshow.com/video. And of course, you can find me and talk to me on social media. I love hearing from all of you guys. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Pretty Deece Show.